Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has made. We give Jesus the glory. Let me encourage you from the book of Nehemiah chapter 6 and verses 1 to 19. However, I'll focus on verse 6 more. But I would encourage you to read Nehemiah chapter 6. And it is a beautiful story of the building of the walls of Jerusalem, and Nehemiah was proactively taking the lead in doing the needful. And my dear brothers and sisters, you must realize that whenever you plan to do something for the Lord, there'll be great opposition, because the enemy does not like you to get actively involved in building the kingdom of God and building the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. So it's very important for us to rise up and build, because it is important for us to do it. And the more we do it, the more we'll find success in building the church of Christ, right? So see the example of Nehemiah. So to prevent Nehemiah from rebuilding Jerusalem's walls, his enemies spread rumors about him. They say in verse 6, "It is reported among the nations, and Geshem says that you and the Jews plan to rebel. Therefore, according to these rumors, you are rebuilding the wall that you may be their king." Now, you cannot control what people think or keep them from saying it, but you can determine your response. And I like Nehemiah's response. He said, what did he do? Nehemiah did. "I sent messengers to them saying," in verses 3 and 4, "I'm doing a great work so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease while I leave it and go down to you?" But they sent me this message 4 times and I answered them in the same manner. Right? See how the enemy tries to dissuade you and not working, you know, sometimes mislead you, misguide you, right? Accuse you. So this story teaches us 3 important principles, which I want to share with you. Number 1, refuse to give more attention to a critic than you would to a friend, right? To Nehemiah, the people who mattered were those who were for him rather than those who were against him. So instead of trying to change minds, he changed gears and moved forwards. Right? So that's what we are called to do. Forget the critics, focus on the call, and change your gears and work harder and smarter, so that you will achieve great results in the church of the Lord. Number 2, realize that with opportunity comes opposition, right? Apostle Paul wrote in 1 Corinthians 16:9, he says, "There is a wide open door for a great work here, although many oppose me," right? So criticism is a sign of respect. If you weren't succeeding, they wouldn't even notice you. Thirdly, remember that it's the big battles that produce the big victories. Satan won't send you a congratulatory telegram because you have decided to do God's will. He will fight you every step of the way, right? But the Bible says in 1 John 4:4, "But greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world." Amen? So today God is on your side, my dear brothers and sisters. So your victory is assured. Go ahead and build his church for the glory of his name. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have given us. Lord, we get encouraged to know from, Lord, the examples and the stories in the Bible, oh Father, that how to respond to a critic, how to respond to your enemies, and with what intention, and we'll not keep our focus away in building what God has called us to build. And therefore, Lord, I thank you and I praise you. Give us that resolve, give us that focus, Give us that attention span, O Father God. Help us to ignore everything that the enemy tries to dissuade us, O Father, and take us away from the things of God. O Lord, we want to say thank you. Thank you for Nehemiah's life. Thank you, O Father God, that he was so focused because he heard from God and he was given into building the walls of Jerusalem. I pray give us the grace to do the same for the glory of your name. Lord God Almighty, today, as your flock steps out into their jobs, into their businesses, and running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to abound upon them. Bless them, uphold them with your right righteous hand, and keep them from the enemy. Flourish and prosper them because they are your inheritance. I pray for the ones who are grappling in the health conditions. I speak healing into the bodies of God. Strength, O Father God, for by your wounds and by your stripes, they were healed and made whole. And we vow to give you the glory and the honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you. Dear people of God, have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.